The Yasisa Mansion. Before crossing the old bridge over the Garonne to go with the audio guide to the popular neighborhood of Saint Cyprien, it is advisable to visit the Yasisa Mansion. It is located on Met Street, which was the ancient Roman decumanus, that is, the main street with east-west orientation in Roman cities. This 16th-century palace was built by Nicolai Bachelier, a great architect from the Renaissance. Its owner was Pierre de Cisa, who made a fortune in the textile industry thanks to the glastum, a plant that was used to dye the fabrics blue and was very popular throughout the old Midi-Pyrenees region. In general, in the Renaissance, the entire city of Toulouse was enriched by glastum trade, which boosted the construction of beautiful palaces, among which is the Yasisa Mansion. The majestic central courtyard serves as a framework for two facades linked by the stair tower. A simple look at its imposing facade demonstrates the desire to decorate the building with sophisticated and wise ornaments, with numerous details that show its owner's culture and refinement. The building was donated to the city of Toulouse in 1895. Today, it is home to notable academics and scientific societies, among which is Europe's oldest literary society, the Academy of Floral Games, dating from 1323. You can learn more about this academy in the next stop of our audio guide. It also houses the Binberg Foundation since 1995, created by Argentinian patron George Binberg to bring its outstanding works of art to the public. Among the more than 1,100 works on display, Pierre Barnard's paintings find a privileged place, in addition to other artists such as Degas, Gauguin, Modigliani, Toulouse-Lautrec, Monet, Veronese, Tintoretto, Canaletto, and Crana.